Okay, Boker Tov, we're on page Kuf Ches, Sha'ar Mitzvilah. Continue to dedicate all of our learning. Le'iloi Nishmas, the Kedoshim, who were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, the three boys, and the 53 soldiers, and in the Zchus, and the great merit of our soldiers, that they succeed in their mission, no one be injured. I want to remind everyone tonight, 7 o'clock, we have a Shloshim Siyum in memory of the three boys. We have a very moving video, inspirational words, and then we will say Tehillim on behalf of our soldiers. Please come, hopefully the media will be there, and we'd like to have a big turnout. We're in the middle of the section of Sha'ar Mitzvilah of Pilul. Pilul, Rav Pinkus has been describing, Pilul is, in some ways, the quintessential Tefillah. Pilul, like Lehis Palel, Tefillah, Pilul is the root of the word Tefillah. Pilul normally means Dinu Mishpat. It's a sense of justice, and it means to look at the world, to interact with the world with a sense of truth, a sense of justice, to see the world for what it is. Too many of us subscribe to the world of illusion. Too many of us are mistaken and are fooled by our senses to fail to see Hashem in this world when He is so obvious and He is so evident. If you remember, we discussed last week that we relate to the world in two ways. There's chomer and there's tzura. There's substance and there's form. If I ask you what this is, you won't say, oh, that's a pile of wood. You say, that's a table. Because we're naturally drawn to see things in their form, not necessarily their substance. And yet if I point to the sky towards that big yellow-orange ball, what will you tell me that is?
Sun.
It's the sun. I say, what's the sun? You'll say it's a ball of fire. But that's a mistake. That's its chomer. That's its substance. Its tzura, its form is that it is something that serves Hashem. It brings light, it brings worth, it brings energy. It's an expression of the Almighty in this world. And that's what he says. If you point to a human being, someone pointed to the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal and said, what is this? You said, oh, that's a pile of bones and meat and veins and sinews and tendons. He said, you out of your mind? That's a neshama. That's a Chafetz Chaim. Don't see the Chafetz Chaim in this superficial. Don't see the Chafetz Chaim in terms of the chomer, the form. See the tzura. See the matter, see the form that he's chosen to take. And that's the way we're instructed to look at the whole world. Okay, so we're on the second paragraph, page Kuf Ches. And during the moments of davening, when a person is set aside to stand and to evaluate the world, and everything in it, and everything that relates to us, at the moment that a person stands to daven, we're supposed to disengage from the perspective of illusion and at least for a short time each day see the world for what it is. There's a creator of the universe. He created us. He runs the universe. His will determines our reality, that all that exists really speaks of praise to Him, that everything that happens is a function of His will, that we're supposed to see, as Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke about last week also, Bas Baklar Yamira, we're supposed to have a sense of clarity, to see things for what they are, and not to be fooled, to understand God's beauty within all that we're seeing. Va'omer Bepiv Esa Shiro Elibo. So you're saying with your mouth what your heart sees. That what you see is a revelation of the greatness of God in this world. I'll give you two examples. They're very, very, very mundane. But I drove back from New York this summer, and I packed our car. I had a few kids. Yechevet flew with a few kids. The car was packed with duffel bags that I was schwitzen like a chayara, just loading the car for 2 minutes. That's how heavy they were. And at one point while driving the car, I thought, what an unbelievable miracle that there's a device that I could push my foot down and it brings us 1,200 miles carrying these duffel bags and you don't break a sweat. It's an unbelievable miracle. It's mamash, an unbelievable miracle. We take for granted every time we get in the car, we press on the gas pedal. The fact that there's something that takes you from point A to point B is in itself, okay, we'd like the gas to cost a little less, but it gets us from point A to point B. It's an unbelievable miracle. And then I was thinking about, like, the car didn't stall. It didn't stop, even though those duffel bags were so heavy. It was nothing for the car. It's an absolute miracle. It's unbelievable. And then I added my phone Waze and the GPS, and it was helping me, even though all you do is take I-95 down, but it helps you identify certain vehicles along the way that you would not want to be interacting with. So, for example,
and lights on the
Fortunately, it didn't entirely work out, but that's not the point right now. So then you think about ways, how we merit to live in a generation that has ways. You know, I was picturing him going to take out a map, and you know, on our way up, we went through Georgia to New York, and we had to make a lot of turns. Imagine having to take out a map and a route and an itinerary and figure it out. We're impressed. The thing talks to you, and if you go off course, it tells you how to get back on. There's so many things. And then we learned this last week, and this is a little even more mundane, you'll forgive me. But on Shabbos, I flushed the toilet, and I thought to myself, what would the observant Jewish world have done if the toilet was invented with electricity, with an electric component? The whole world is there for us. Imagine, the toilet, with the advance of technology in so many ways, okay, you have the automatic flush sometimes. But still, the basic toilet is not a problem for Shabbos. I mean, the miracle of indoor plumbing in itself is an unbelievable miracle. But then the miracle that it was designed in such a way that it doesn't compromise being Shabbos observant in the least. Again, what would have had to change in our lifestyles had that not been so? So you could interact with the world and see everything as chance and coincidence. You could take things for granted. You could dismiss things as no big deal. Or everything from driving your car to flushing your toilet to looking up at the sun to everything. You can see kvodo, kvod shamayim ba'olam. You could see the brilliance. You could see the magnificence. You could see the good fortune. You could see the blessing. So that's why Rav Pinkus is explaining this word pilul, which is the root of the word tefillah. Pilul is dinu mishpat. We say, what does dinu mishpat have to do with davening? Dinu mishpat, justice and a just, fair, accurate, fair and balanced evaluation, that's for court. That's for the media not to be doing. That's for elsewhere, dinu mishpat. What in the world does that have to do with davening? So says Rav Pinkus, it has everything to do with davening. Because the way we look at the world, the rest of the day, is so unjust. We erase God from the equation. We knock Him out of the formula. We take things for granted. We walk through life and we make the mistake of looking at the chomer. We see the substance instead of the tzur of the form. Or we don't see kvod shamayim. We don't see everything as adding up to praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feeling so blessed. So those few moments when we stand there and we take to daven and we use the Amida, the 19 brachas of the Amida, to calibrate our moral compass, to evaluate our needs, to create our longing, our vision for ourselves, those moments, there's a hakaras ha'emes la'amita. In those moments, you're supposed to say, atachonen la'adam das, God, knowledge comes from you. What a blessing we have access to, unbelievable knowledge. You could Google something and have 6 gazillion responses. What an unbelievable blessing, the access to knowledge. Or every single bracha of the Amida is there in order to peel away the layers of illusion that living in this world have placed. And when we do, then in fact we discover the din la'amita, then we have the din u'mishpat. It's the just and accurate and only fair way to look at the world. Have a fantastic day. Hope to see everyone tonight, 7 o'clock.